Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
Welcome back to Sand Hill Stories, where we dive into the rich history and the untold tales of the Nebraska Sand Hills. Today is day two of the Edith Batchelor interview, and it was an absolute honor and pleasure to sit down with Edith at Cherry Hills Estates and learn more about her remarkable life and resilient spirit. Edith, tell me more about your shopping trip to buy your wedding dress and more about your wedding.
I went to Lincoln on sneak day with $100 in my pocket, and we went into Goals and they had wedding dresses on sale, and I got mine for $50. So it's in their drawer yet.
It's beautiful too. I saw your wedding picture. How did you get to Lincoln? It was senior sneak day. Who else went?
Oh, we had a carload of girls, but we had a fun trip.
Did you choose Lincoln's just specifically so you could go wedding dress shopping?
No, we just decided we'd go to Lincoln. I don't know why.
And what did your husband wear in that day? There's a lot of different things grooms do now. What did Clint wear at the wedding?
He just wore he bought a new suit. And no one matched the same. You know, I mean, they just wore their... It's not stylish like it was now, but marriages lasted then better than they do now, so I guess.
Did you have bridesmaids?
Oh, yes. My sister, Jean and Judy. Judy Wilkinson. Jean Todd and ones that stood up with me.
Did you take a honeymoon after the wedding?
Yes, we took a honeymoon. We drove up to Shadron and got a little motel. I can't remember. I think it's $2 at that time. And then we went on to the hills, and my husband always said, I can't eat onion. It makes me sick. Well, he taught me on our honeymoon, onions make him sick. We ordered a steak, and it came smothered with onion. And he said, I can't eat that. I'll be sick. I said, oh, we eat that. That's not going to hurt anything. He ate it and he threw up. So I learned I didn't dare cook with onion because he was sick on our honeymoon.
Oh, my goodness.
Through the hills and come around. So we had a nice, cheap honeymoon, I guess you'd say.
What was your reception like? Did you have cake and punch?
Oh, yes. We had a nice reception. 3-tier cake. A lot of people there. So we had a good life.
I love that. What advice would you give a new bride just married? You said you were married in June.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be a lot of weddings this June. What advice would you give a new bride this June, looking forward 66 years?
Well, seriously, to be really ready. I was young, but I knew that I wanted it to last. And they need to work together and talk to each other and work things through. It could always be worse, but you just keep it better. So we were blessed. Very blessed.
With so many choices in vehicles, finding the perfect match can be daunting. But at Tarani Motors, located in Valentine, Nebraska, we've got you covered. From rugged trucks like the Ford F-350 to sporty cars like the Ford Mustang and spacious minivans such as the Chrysler Pacifica, there's something for everyone. Plus, our high-quality pre-owned selection offers affordability with upfront pricing. Why wait? Discover your next ride at Tarani Motors today.
So when you think about 66 years in agriculture, you had to see a lot of changes. What are some that you just, when you think about ranching, you think about how it used to be versus how it evolved? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we didn't have the shelter places like we do nowadays. And the equipment was just not as modern. And now they've got it. With hay is much easier to, you don't pitch it, you roll it out. There's just been a lot of big changes, but they're still the same. You got to get up and you got to work and you got to take care of the cattle. And I'm glad to see the ranch go on. They changed it. They don't call it Eagle Valley Ranch anymore. They call it the Bachelor Ranch. But David and his kids, two boys, are running it and doing a good job.
Did you come to Valentine to buy your groceries? Did you do most of your business in Valentine?
Yes, this is where we did most of our shopping. Corner Market.
I was going to say, what have you seen for changes in Valentine over the last, since you came here as a freshman in high school to now?
Oh my goodness. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful homes have been built and stuff, and he's expanded around. And
I get the feeling you're a woman of deep faith.
Yes, I am.
When did that faith become real to you?
When my father died. My church was my, now I can't do it, and that's hard on me, that I can't do what I used to do. And I married a wonderful man, and I had in-laws in the driveway, and we never got in a fight. So families can get along if they make up their mind they can.
I have so much respect for you, because you told me yesterday that, not to be sad or anything, but that you lost your three most special people within a 14-month period.
Yes, that's right.
And one on Thanksgiving and one on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like your faith
saw me through.
Yes. Because you have such a happy, joyful countenance, and some people who've been through tragedies don't.
Well, you have to accept it, and life can always be worse, but there's times it could be better, and that's what I tell them around here. They say I'm cheerful, and I try to keep people encouraged.
Tell me about your music. You told me that you and two other gals sang at funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
We sang at anything. They'd have something in town to do. And Mr. Chelson would say, yeah, the girls can do it. So we'd go off and sing at the different things. Judy Wilkinson and Jean Todd.
You just celebrated a birthday. Mm-hmm. How old are you, Edith?
91.
91, and sharp as a tack.
Well, I know about that.
And obviously held in very high esteem and well-loved. I look at all these cards and these flowers and being at coffee with you yesterday, the fun you and the gals have.
Mm-hmm.
So what is something there again? So we just did advice for the bride. What advice do you have for just living such a full, happy, impactful life until you're 91?
Just sharing with people and love people and find the good in them instead of all the criticism. And you don't know until you walked in their moccasins what, you know, just be there for people and means it. And when you get this age, you lose a lot of your loved ones that you, and you wonder some days, why am I still here? But there's a reason for it.
I also think part of your long, happy, cheerful life is your sense of humor. I think you've got a great sense of humor. And yesterday, there was a gentleman in the hallway, and you guys bumped into each other, and he said, hey, you bumped into me, and you said, can't think of anybody better to run over their toe. That was hilarious. And then you told me he was in your wedding.
Yeah, Neil Parrott. So, I mean, you just have to be that way. And I just love people. I try to make the best of everything.
You do a great job of that. When you were first married, I can't think in 1951, was everything pretty? Did you have like the washing machine and the car, and you had just not as snappy as they are now?
Well, we bought our first car. I can't remember what we paid. It was a little black Ford. And I was thinking the other day, I was wondering what it seemed like. It's $550 or something. Clint had a car that he used in high school that his folks had, but our first car that we bought. And we started out in two rooms, and we had a bunkhouse that I fed those hired men in, but they come in to my house and ate. And our two rooms wound up, we made a split-level home out of it. And now then, Matthew Batchelor and Bodell are living in it with the little kids. So it's continued on with a family in it.
Does it make you happy, though, to know it's still serving
your
family?
Yes, I am. That it's still stayed in the family.
We hope you enjoyed the Edith Batchelor interview. She truly is a Cherry County treasure. Thank you, Angie Lincoln, again for the recommendation. We hope you tune in every Friday, 10:15 Central Time, for Sandhill Stories. All episodes are archived on the KVSH website.
Once again, this is Dean from Tarani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhill Stories. I invite you to stop by Tarani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhill Stories.